And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Hey! Yes. Why am I the only one clapping?
I'm clapping!
Okay. Like, this is a big deal. 500th podcast episode?
Yes. I know. It's crazy. What? What'd I do?
You don't sound excited at all.
Come on.
Okay, so this is the most excitement we're going to get.
Who gets excited about doing something for the 500th time?
We have a special edition podcast
episode. I gotcha.
This is a special edition Ask Roz and Mocha. Every single question will come from one of you on the phone. Let's kick it off with Ed. How are you, Ed? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, buddy. How many times have you been on our podcast?
A few times now. I feel quite.
Ed Soriano, because we always answer your questions. You always load up the comment section of Ask Roz and Mocha every week. And
I do, yeah. You guys made fun of my name one time.
Oh, did we? What did we say? And who made fun? Was it me or Roz?
Roz, obviously.
What'd I say?
No, it was the Ezekiel. You guys kept adding random names after the Ed.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like us.
All right, Ed, you are kicking off episode 500 of the podcast with your question. Go ahead.
All right, my question is, what's one obscure question to see if someone's Canadian?
Oh, wow.
What's your answer, Ed?
This was a really tough one, but the only thing I could think of was you could ask them what the difference between a loonie and a toonie is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or like a famous, do Canadians have a famous catchphrase or a famous saying? Like everyone would just say A?
But anybody in the world would do that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Or what's a double-double?
Yeah. Facts. That's a good one, Mark.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Or how many points on a maple leaf?
I don't know.
11.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Oh, you know what? The other thing you could say is you could just ask somebody, if they know, like, how much gas is.
Yeah, but you could Google that.
But if
because in the state, everywhere in the states, it's all based on gallons, not liters. The price of gas.
Right. You could do that. You could try to think of like if there's something.
Do you like Coffee Crisp?
If there's some, yes.
Because Coffee Crisp only exists in Canada.
Yes.
Or ketchup chips.
Yeah.
Bag milk.
Bag milk.
But what's the question though? Like, what's the question? We're just naming Canadian things. Like, what's the question to find out if somebody is Canadian? Like, you had one question to find out if somebody's Canadian. You got a room of 40 people. You can ask 40 people the same question. Only one of those people is actually Canadian.
Yeah. Go for it.
Who are Sharon, Lois, and Bram?
No, but it has to come from somebody on the outside, right?
What do you mean?
It can't be from a Canadian. A question from a Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Sharon Lois and Bram. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What does admire, esca, admire mean?
What does that mean? I don't even know that.
It's on our crest. It means from sea to sea in Latin.
Oh.
What crest?
First of all, nobody would know that.
You Google that right
now. No, I've always known that because that's the one thing I remember from school.
Oh, I never learned that.
Where is it? On what?
It's on the crest, the two lions pointed in either direction with their staff.
Right.
And the ribbon at the bottom says "Admare esca admare."
Oh yeah, no,
it's
no
on
idea.
Our money too.
I would never have known that.
See,
I would
really
I would
Canadian?
Be kicked out of the country.
Yeah.
I would be.
You don't belong here, sir.
No, I would be kicked out of the country.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What is a beaver tail?
Man, I love beaver tails.
See, but I couldn't even tell you what a beaver tail is, though. Ooh. I don't know what a beaver tail is.
It's pastry dipped in cinnamon.
I had no idea. No
what?
Idea. No. I don't know what I've never had a beaver tail. I don't know. I know it's like a thing that people
so
line up for.
Good. I love beaver tails.
And they eat, but I've never had that.
Oh,
what's something else that is just like you only Canadians would know? Like something so specific. Like I know Sharon Lois and Bram, but like there's people in other parts of the world that know Skinny Marinky Dink.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Like
it's a kid song.
It's a kid song. It's a popular kid song. But, like, what is that sort of one thing that, like, almost like an inside thing that you only know if you're Canadian?
Like, what TV show was Jeff the Mannequin on?
Oh, good question.
I wouldn't even remember that,
Today's
though.
Special.
Today's special.
I see. I would fail.
No, but that's
I
a
would
great
fail.
Question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Right? You put the hat on, he turns
or
into
Or Muffy
human
the
being.
Mouse?
Yeah.
No, I would fail.
What is a Zellers?
Yes.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. What's Zellers?
Okay, what do Canadians, or what is Canadian Tire money for?
What do you mean? Well, for buying things.
Because you just said money.
Right?
Not collecting.
Yeah, like you, if you said, what does Canadian Tire give you at checkout after you purchase something?
Yeah, that.
Right?
Yeah,
not what is Canadian Tire money for?
Yeah, yeah.
For buying Canadian Tires, I would say, yeah. Which is a correct answer.
Yeah. And what? Okay, so and who is Tim Horton?
Right. Well, no, a lot of people know who Tim Horton is. He was a hockey player.
No, but some people might not. Only Canadians know that.
No, they don't.
Do you think?
There's a lot of American hockey fans.
Well, you know,
go to Minnesota and ask somebody who Tim Horton is, they will know.
You know how big Tim Hortons is? Did you guys not see the other day when they opened a Tim Hortons in India?
Yes.
The big celebration they
did? Yeah.
No, people know Tim Hortons.
Yeah, no, people know Tim Hortons and they know what a Tim Horton is.
Okay.
I think we got some great questions.
Yeah, what's that, Chef?
Do people know what Kraft Dinner is?
Well, Kraft Dinner is the Americans. Isn't here, it's KD?
No. Kraft Dinner is not American.
Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody in America has ever said Kraft Dinner.
Mm-mm.
I really don't think that they've ever said Kraft
but
Dinner.
But I assume because it's Kraft Macaroni and Cheese in the U.S. that Kraft Dinner, that maybe they'll just put two and two together.
No, I think they just call it mac and cheese, don't they?
No, yeah. They call it Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Yeah?
They use the full name?
On the commercials, it's Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
No, but like general public, they say mac and cheese.
Whereas here, it's like KD.
Yeah, they say Kraft Dinner. Yeah, that's true. Kraft Dinner. Like
I almost made that last night.
It's such a wild name, huh? Kraft Dinner.
I love it.
Oh, okay. What is a Canadian tuxedo?
True. Do you know what that is, Mocha, when he says Canadian tuxedo?
Oh, yeah. That's when you wear like jeans.
Yeah.
And like a jean jacket or jean shirt.
Yeah, denim on top, denim down below. Yeah, yeah,
like that famous
yeah.
picture of Bret the Hitman Hart. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
Yes.
Where he's standing, it's like the mountains of Alberta are behind him, and he's standing there, and he's wearing cowboy boots, blue jeans with a denim shirt and a jean jacket on top.
Yes. Yeah. It's like when Justin and Britney showed up to the MTV Awards all those years ago.
Yes.
Right? And he even had a hat on that was denim.
Denim hat.
Right?
No, he was repping for Canada hard that night.
Right?
Yo, Ed, you're amazing. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you, you guys, too. Have a good one.
Right on.
Jamie, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing great. Welcome to episode 500 of the podcast. What is your question to everyone in the room?
My question is for both of you guys, actually, Roz and Mocha. How long did it take Catherine and Jenna to build like thick skin on their face from kissing beards?
Oh, good question.
Wait, do you ask this because you have a bearded fella in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. The way you answered it, do you have a bearded fella in your life that you're trying to keep a secret?
No. Oh!
Okay.
I assume she didn't ask me because she knows that Matthew doesn't kiss me.
No, yeah, we all know that.
So do you not like the beard that your dude has?
No, I'm breaking out in places I never, ever break out.
Like where?
Like on my neck.
Oh, okay.
That's new.
Beards make you break out?
Well, it depends. Like, does he use product in his beard?
No.
How long is he?
How long?
Shut up. How long is his beard?
That's what she said.
Shut up. Like is it just stubble? Or is it a beard?
Roz, ask a question. Feel free to answer.
Shut up.
Answer both if you want.
Like, is it just stubble or is it an actual beard?
No, so it's not. It's more than stubble because he said that if he shaves and it's stubble, that it'll be worse.
Yeah, no, stubble will hurt. Like, even with me, like when I just had stubble, sometimes if I was lying on the couch and I moved my head wrong, like my stubble would feel like sandpaper on the inside of my arm. Like, there's a difference between a beard and stubble because, like, my beard right now is super soft, right? Like, it's.
Jenna didn't have any type of breakout or, like, any type of skin reaction or any type of reaction. After I started growing my beard. And I've had my beard for quite a bit.
I wonder if Catherine would pick up if we called her.
Oh, can we call her?
Yeah. I don't have to give you her number, do I?
No.
No. You're such a jackass.
What?
Shut up, Shem. Don't laugh at that. The fact that Mocha has my girls.
I also have her number.
Shut up. Hey. Yeah, but Mocha has it memorized.
Who says I don't?
Oh, shut up, both of you. Damn. You guys are jabronis, man.
Hello?
Hey, love.
Hey, honey.
How
are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Jesus.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, fiance?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing
good.
Great. Girl, are you excited for this bachelorette party?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I wasn't even really planning on having one, to be honest.
Okay. Jamie, say hi to Catherine. Catherine, say hi to Roz and Mocha superfan Jamie.
Hi, Catherine. What's up? Nothing. I'm just hanging out in my car. How about you?
Jamie, do you want to ask your question again?
Okay. Catherine, my question was how long it took for you to build, like, thick skin from kissing beards. Well, I guess Roz's beard. Because I'm breaking out.
Oh, no. Really?
Not from kissing Roz, from kissing her man.
Yes.
Well, I assume. I hate to break it to you, but...
I don't know. To be honest, it was never really an issue.
I have sensitive skin.
I have very, very sensitive skin.
Yeah, Catherine's allergic to everything.
I am.
But what about, do you remember, love? Because I know it's been so long since, but what was it like when I just had stubble as opposed to a beard?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I think the problem is probably that the hair is too short, so it's like stabby. I think that like the beard has to be longer. How long has he been growing his beard for?
It's definitely less than Roz's beard. Probably, I don't know what Mocha's beard looks like right now. Probably Mocha's length. Mocha's a little shorter.
Long, so kind of, no, I trim it down now. So it's kind of short, but it's still like the beard hair is very soft.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Catherine's recommendation, Jamie, if I get this correct, love, is that go for a guy who's a little longer as opposed to one that's short and stabby.
For a guy, or maybe just have him grow it a little longer.
Right. Yes.
There's
you're right.
Things he can take to make that happen.
Yeah.
Roz is like, just throw that one away and just pick a new one.
Just tell him to make it bigger.
Yeah, because I feel like the key is you don't want the hair like sticking out. It has to like fall down nice. Like it has to be long enough that it can like it hangs like head hair.
Like, I kid you not, when it first started, I had like a goatee shape of just like a raft.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh,
wow.
Like, it was.
That's an exfoliating scrub.
Are you maybe kissing too wet? Like, what's your kissing
or
technique?
Too hard. Because, like, is he rubbing his face on your neck a little too hard?
I think it's too wet. I think that when you guys are doing it, it's too wet. Like, Maybe this is less about the beard and more about the technique, do you think?
This is unfortunate if someone starts listening now. No, I can give him feedback. I don't know.
Is he a wet kisser? He sounds like a wet kisser to me.
Yeah, no, I have no complaints.
But it's wet, though.
Nobody said that except you, Roz.
Shh, Catherine.
Sorry?
It sounds like it's too wet.
Come on, Jamie. It's just us. Nobody else is listening.
Yeah.
Right now.
I mean... When the passion starts, I cannot say this on the radio.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
It's not wet. Like, we don't have to get a towel and, like, wipe off after.
Okay. I just, to me,
Maybe,
something, there's
is it
something...
a little too passionate? Like, maybe not aggressive is the right word, but in that neighborhood.
Just, like, move on from kissing. Like, shorten the kissing and get...
Well, It's either like a moisture issue or
really excited and like really press his face into it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. So maybe it's less of a moisture issue and more of like, you're not working the right angles. Like, do you find that if you are sort of in the dominant position where you can control head pressure, like if you're sort of on top of him rather than him on top of you with that big, heavy guy head, right? Do you get the same sort of aggravated face if you're the one that is in charge of applying the pressure?
I haven't thought about that. Yeah.
And also,
maybe
because he sounds...
Maybe you need to take control.
Also, I would put him on the bottom because he does sound drooly to me. And that way, it'll all sort of go back on him as opposed to on you.
Okay. I cannot have this conversation with you guys.
You're having it with Catherine. It's just two ladies talking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hashtag girl talk.
Yeah.
Catherine, exactly. I'm glad you're here. No, I mean, I'm definitely going to take all this and put it into practice. I mean, it takes a little bit of the fun out of it, but we'll find the science, do some research, and report back.
Just use an exfoliating scrub every now and then. You'll be good.
Okay. Like, the goatee thing isn't a problem anymore, so, like, that worked.
Okay.
And that's already better.
Oh, okay. So you guys sound like you got it under control.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah, tell him to just grow it out a little bit. It always gets softer when it gets longer.
That's not the goal. That's not the goal. That's not the goal. That's not it. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, guys.
See you, girl.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye. I love you.
I'm glad I could be a part of that.
Yes, thank you, love.
Take care.
You're wonderful. Appreciate you.
Let's go back here. Line 6. Hello. Is this Greta?
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi.
To the 500th episode of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question?
So my question is, what is your go-to comfort food?
My go-to comfort food?
Yeah.
That's a tough question. What's yours?
Mine is movie theater popcorn.
Oh, good one.
I don't eat. I can't do popcorn, though. Even Catherine loves to throw a bag in the microwave at home.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
it,
popcorn's
it
not
gets
like...
stuck in my teeth.
It's
and
not
then,
my go-to
I would say that popcorn's not a comfort food. That's more of a like a comfort snack. Comfort food, like a shepherd's pie or pierogies.
Well, no, but some people may find that that comfort.
Popcorn's my life.
I particularly don't find pierogies to be a comfort food.
No.
I mean,
no.
To me, mac and cheese is my favorite comfort food.
Interesting.
Pasta's my favorite food anyway.
Yeah.
But like a big hearty bowl of like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Like, too much work.
That right there.
Oh, like too much work to eat or too much work to make?
To eat, like the whole twirling it around.
You don't like that?
No,
oh,
I'm not a fan.
I love twirling.
I'm not a fan of the No, I like the pastas where it's like a tube where you can stick it through the tube.
Like a Kraft dinner?
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Or like penne.
Like a penne. Where you could stick the fork nozzles
You know what's
the
interesting? So let me ask you this question, right? Because I'm with you on the pasta. I love a freaking bowl of pasta, man.
Comfort food? Pizza. Oh,
really?
There you go. Yeah, pizza.
I've been eating a whole lot less pizza lately. Except for the entire jumbo one that I ate the other night alone.
Was it a margarita pizza?
No. Question for you. When you have penne, regular size penne.
Yeah.
Spoon or fork?
Fork.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I do spoon.
Why? But
no, it'll slip off.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does. I've had it with a spoon before because with a spoon, you could still scoop up more of the sauce.
Yes.
With the penne.
Yes.
But I stick the fork into the penne, and then I drag it around in the sauce, and the sauce kind of like slops up on the outside.
See, because I don't like to stab the penne.
But I think this is why Italians give you bread so that you can slop up the sauce. After.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, I always have to have bread with it.
Do you put butter on the bread then slop?
No, I put
olive oil in a pan, and then I fry the bread in olive oil, and then I put like rock salt and crushed black pepper on the bread and eat that with the pasta.
Oh, wow. Oof.
Yeah.
Welcome
it's delicious.
To the restaurant.
It's delicious. Shut up with that. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Any sort of pasta. But I would also say, like, to me, like on a day where I've had a hell of a day, whatever, my ultimate comfort food, which I've really been trying to not do this combo, is my ultimate comfort food is always going to be a plate of chicken wings and then a homemade fry supreme.
Oh, so good. Look, Chef,
right?
Chef, I'm giving the gun finger
right
now.
Yeah, like chicken wings and fry supreme. That to me is my ultimate.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
Wings are definitely comfort food. Do you have comfort food, Chem?
I'm fried chicken and fries.
Fried chicken and fries.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, earlier in the week, it was Monday, right? So earlier in the week, I went to the store and I bought like 3 packs of chicken wings and I put them all in the oven in the afternoon. And I had a couple of them when they finished. But my real goal was to just take them and put them in a container in the fridge. And every time I went to the fridge, like if I was just like getting up, so I would just reach in and grab a wing and eat it cold and just throw the bone in the garbage after I finish. And I've been eating
like
wings all week.
So you're sitting on the couch watching something on TV.
If I go to get a drink or like I need, like I'm
or
going to get a can of soda.
You pass by to go to the bathroom.
Yep. Grab a chicken wing.
Really?
Have
you ever had a cold day? Have you ever had a cold day-old cheeseburger?
Yeah, I don't actually mind that.
I
out of the fridge?
I have two cheeseburgers in the fridge right now, and I'm questioning whether or not to just eat it cold or microwave.
Yeah, I eat it cold. But you have to take the lettuce off, though, because that's never good, because it's all
How
covered in the
know,
sauce.
No, but then if you try and
Hold
lift
on.
It...
How many, How many cheeseburgers did you buy that you have two left over?
I bought four.
Why?
I don't know. They're very small. Like just a
Where'd you get them from?
McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Are you going to McDonald's again?
No,
back
no, Uber
on this?
Eats. Uber Eats. We were craving.
So how many cheeseburgers did you buy total?
Four.
Okay.
Matthew had one, I had one. I thought we would have two each, but we had one each, so I didn't want to throw them, so I put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
But if you're saying take the lettuce, like if you lift
the
bun.
Well, no, there's no lettuce in a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you lift the bun, like
it'll
sticks.
And, Yeah,
you just microwave that. Yeah. That's like 2 bites anyway.
Yeah, I would eat it cold personally.
Yeah.
That's me. I used to exclusively, when I was like back in my like real hardcore party days, when I would walk out of a club at God knows what time, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I exclusively, that's when I would have like my meal for the day.
Yeah.
Was at 2 o'clock in the morning. And every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday, the only thing I would eat was a 2-pack of microwave gas station cheeseburgers and a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
Oh, man. Yeah, and you microwave it in the bag. Like it became a, like a
balloon.
Your
insides.
I would get exclusively gas station cheeseburgers from 7-Eleven.
I always wondered, thank you for saying 7-Eleven. Yeah. I always saw those packages of like subs and burgers and hot dogs and whatever. And I always wondered how many people actually bought, because I've never had like a cheeseburger from 7-Eleven.
I've done it.
I'm telling you, it's not a bad burger.
Really?
When you're hammered, right? Like if you're going to eat a microwave hamburger, the flavor of the 7-Eleven cheeseburger is actually not that bad. It's not disgusting. It's completely edible. And they come in packs of two.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
In that bag thing.
In the bag, yeah.
Did you ever
whole
do
bag
the hot
right
dogs?
In there. No. That's I'm not disgusting, Maury.
Greta, great question. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Right on.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yo, Dallas, welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
My guys, it is good to be back.
Oh, good to have you, man. Right. What's your question?
Yeah, go for it.
what is a life skill that you wish you learned when you were younger?
Well, what's your answer?
Well, it's nothing like mechanical, housework, like all that sort of stuff, because I've been working in my dad's shop since I was 13.
Okay. What shop?
What
kind of shop does he have?
Like an industrial. Well, it's the shop that he works at. It's not his shop, but it's like a full-on industrial machine shop.
Oh, okay, okay.
but I would say cooking.
Oh, good cooking. One.
I moved out.
Yeah,
I moved out and like I could make mac and cheese, spaghetti, and some Korean beef, and that was about it. Yes, and I lived on that for 2 years.
Yeah, you're right, and especially with young men, cooking is always a problem when they're on their own, and you wind up one spending way too much money on feeding yourself because you're only ever eating out or ordering in.
Yeah.
But cooking, I'm with you on that.
Even
with Rox, because she's 12, like I'm now at the point of where if I make a dinner, I can easily call Rox up off the couch to come and help me. And she knows what to do.
Oh, nice.
Like with a lot of the things that a lot of the things that I
make. She's into it.
She's into it. Yeah, she's into it. And she understands that it is, one, food is delicious.
Yeah.
Right? And there's such a wonderful feeling after making something delicious. But she gets that you need this. Like you need to know your way around a kitchen. You need to not be afraid of knives. Right? Like Maury at home, everything. Like remember when everything Maury cut, he would cut with like a butter knife because he was afraid of sharp knives.
I still do. Like whatever, I say whatever works for you.
No, I disagree with that. Highly. There, you need a good knife. You need a good knife.
I have great knives. And the day one, as soon as I tried using this brand new sharp knife, I cut skin off my finger.
Yeah, but then because you need to learn how to. That's again, it's a skill that you need to learn when you are younger. I posted a picture. I made a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Right?
So good.
And your wife wrote me to ask me how I got the steak so thin.
Uh-huh.
Because she said she keeps trying and she keeps pounding it. Like she'll take the little steak and thing out and she pounds it and she goes, I can't pound it thin enough to do this. Right?
Grow up, Maury.
Grow up, Maury. Talking about the man's wife.
I know.
Mother of his child. Okay? And I told her, and this, Maury, you should listen up, okay? So what I told her was the key to making a good Philly cheesesteak is you just buy a regular steak, right? I cut the fat off because I don't want that. You buy a regular steak, and you take that steak from the grocery store, put it in a Ziploc bag, and put it in the freezer for an hour. So it's almost frozen. Pull it out and get a really, really sharp knife, and then you're cutting a frozen steak. And when you're cutting a frozen steak with a sharp knife, you can get tiny, tiny, tiny little feather-thin pieces of steak, right? But you can't do that with a butter knife, Maury.
That attitude, I think you should try today.
Well, my lesson was going to be folding laundry.
Folding laundry?
What are you talking about,
I wish I learned how to fold laundry when I was younger.
Yeah, this guy on TV has a really long head.
Sorry.
I'm so distracted. Mocha, what about a skill for you that when you were younger you learned?
I mean financials, of course.
Of course.
Right? Like I wish I'd listened to my dad when he was trying to teach me, my dad the accountant, who I realized like years later was giving me some, like, kicking some serious knowledge
but no,
that I wish I paid attention to.
What 16-year-old wants that
exactly.
knowledge, though? Like when your old man fixes muscle cars, you know what I mean? When you're 16, you could be like, yeah, show me how to do that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
when your old man's an accountant, no 16-year-old is going to see him at the dining room table during tax season
no,
and
I
go,
know.
Oh, my God, show me what you do, right?
Like, man, looking so stressed.
Yeah, like. You don't want that.
All these clients
right?
hitting them up last minute.
Yes, like you don't want that. It's so tough when your old man doesn't do that kind of thing.
I
but
think...
I'm with you on the finance stuff, man. Yeah. I really am. I would also say for me the thing that we were very open in my family, very open about everything. We didn't really have a lot of secrets. But the one thing I didn't learn when I was younger was to speak about emotion.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I didn't learn as a young man is that I didn't know how to convey what I was feeling. I could talk a lot about, you know, what I saw and like all of these other sort of experiences, but I was never really good at talking about feelings and that sort of put blocks up throughout life. And I only figured that out way, way, way later in life, even though growing up, we had a very open household.
Sure.
I was just never good at that. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big
or
thing.
Changing a tire.
Or no, but you should know how to change a tire, Maureen.
That's the whole point of this question.
I know, but who didn't?
Two times, Maureen. Two times you've had the opportunity.
Thank you. Your dad, like Frank to me, and maybe I'm wrong, Frank to me seems like a guy's guy, like a man's man.
He's a very guy's guy. He knows how to fix car. He could take a car apart, rebuild the car.
But how did he not teach you any of this stuff?
Because he was very busy.
That too busy for that?
Shem's dying.
Like too busy with women, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right?
The ladies.
Yeah.
Your stepmom is going to be so happy she heard that on this podcast. What's up, Donna?
All of them. All of them. So busy.
Shout out to Donna. 25 years happily married
shout
to Frank
to,
J. Sherman.
Shout out to Russian Rita.
Oh, Russian Rita making a comeback.
Oh, my God. Maury, why would you say that?
That's so
disrespectful.
Would you ever say Russian Rita like at their house? Like,
no.
No.
So why
okay.
would you say it on the podcast?
Although the interesting thing is, can I just say, he has a cedar chest in the basement full of like photos and memories of the two of us from growing up.
Yeah.
There are pictures of Russian Rita in their basement
really?
Right now.
Really? What about any of the other ladies?
I only remember her name.
Oh, but are there pictures of other ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really, huh?
Oh, my God. Does Donna know?
I guess maybe, but I don't think she's ever looked taking the time to look through the cedar chest.
Well, guess what? She's
Did you
doing
just
that
say,
today.
I don't think she's ever taken the time.
Okay.
I don't think she's ever taken the time.
Vocabulary is something Maury wishes that he learned, a life skill.
What would Jenna do if she found a cedar chest in the basement, Mocha, that had like you and pictures of all your exes?
That would be the worst day of my life.
Would it?
Yeah. My day would be ruined.
Yeah.
My
Especially
month
because
would be
it would
ruined.
Seem
my
like
life.
You were hiding them for a reason.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Like if you.
If Catherine.
Yeah.
One day. Found a box, opened up the box, and it was like just like pictures of you with the ladies.
I don't think she would mind.
Really?
No, I really don't. I understand
your past, but like if you know, I mean, maybe for you, you wouldn't know that you had it there. But for someone like me where I remember things, like I would know if I had a box that had pictures with me and like women.
Right. I also think that your wife and Catherine, my fiance, they understand our character and personality. And I think that if Jenna found a picture of you with women in a box in the basement, it is very out of character for you to have that and not say anything.
Right.
I don't think it would be very out of character for me to have something that just existed that had a lot of photos in it of me with other women.
What did she, when she read your book and you talk about other women, she care?
No, she did not. Because there's a lot of stuff that was difficult for her to read. But I think the stuff about like sort of being with other women, because it wasn't like me going through a body count. Like it was all tied to really horrible moments in my life.
So
I think that she really understood kind of like where it was all coming from. But no, I don't think that she judged me at all for that, nor would I have judged her for that.
Dallas, great question. Oh, Shem, let's go to you real quick. What life skill do you wish you learned when you were younger?
I mean, aside from the money and the cooking, I don't know if this would count as a skill. For me, forgiveness.
Yeah, like that's a good one. Yes, that's another great one.
Forgiving
yes.
is something that, and I quite honestly, I still haven't really learned how to do that
yes.
super well, but I wish I would have learned that when I was younger.
I agree sure. with you. That's a great one. I like
mine.
I like
only folding laundry.
Yeah. So Maury came in with folding pants, and Shem came in with forgiveness. So take it from whatever this Bro, you want from this podcast if you're listening to it.
Shem's DMs right? are gonna blow up. That I feel like you had that answer in the pocket waiting
Thirst
for the perfect time.
Everything.
Perfect time. Because you know your DMs are gonna blow up
everything
after this.
Everything Shem does is thrown out a net. Right? Everything is thrown out a net.
Oh, Shem.
Oh, forgiveness.
Shem's like honestly, I like single Shem. If Shem ever starts like, you know, in a relationship, I don't know if it'll be as fun.
I liked Shem in a relationship. I like that Shem too.
But single Shem's fun.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you guys are gonna go trolling for women together, Maury.
Oh my god, Shem, you wanna?
No. Jeez. What is the matter?
Dallas,
you're
the best, dude. Thank you so much.
I think I'd be a good wing guy.
Love you guys.
Love you right
love
back.
You,
take
man.
Care.
All right.
Yo, Ronaldo, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. You guys?
Good. What's your question?
My question is, who in the studio can do the most push-ups?
Who in the studio can do the most push-ups?
Remember we did that.
You and Maury did twice. A push-up contest twice.
Yeah.
It was two years, wasn't
second,
it?
Guys.
I'm going to do that again. I want to do that again.
And I'm trying to remember who Maury won, right?
Maury won... Well, the first time there was a controversy because Maury wasn't doing full push-ups. Like, he wasn't going
right.
chest all the way to the ground, right?
right?
And that's
right.
why we did redemption.
And then we had to do the second one.
Right.
But the reason why Maury won the second one
here we go.
Yeah.
is because, mm-hmm. you know how, like, when training for yeah. a big fight,
yes.
fighters,
yeah.
as part of the technique or as part of the mental... state, mental stamina,
uh-huh.
they will exercise, they'll eat healthy,
uh-huh.
they will abstain also
uh-huh.
from sex.
True, true.
So the night...
Maury's been training for your 2 decades.
That's why I won.
Yeah. So the night before redemption...
Yeah.
I...
Are you blaming your loss on the fact that you made love to your wife the night before?
Yes.
No Ooh. Way. Okay. I do not accept that as an excuse.
You accepted it
no.
the last time when we did
no,
it.
No, no,
all
no,
those
no,
years
no,
ago?
No, 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 no,
well,
no, 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 no.
10 years
no, no.
later,
oh,
redemption
Maury,
number two.
Maury, please, I don't think you want to go down this road, Maury.
I do. 10 years.
Will, Maury,
Mocha,
you
no
will
boom,
not.
Boom the night before.
What did you? What did you eat this morning?
Yeah.
Just this morning alone.
An egg McMuffin and a salad.
Yeah, a salad. What about the arrow bar we saw you shoving your face earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, and okay, fine. If we want to be like technical.
See?
Mocha,
every
Mocha
day.
You could make love to Jenna until sunup and come in here and beat Maury. Okay.
I've not done a push-up in 10 years, but I'm willing to do this.
I guarantee. You could make a. You could take a Viagra, Mocha, and just go all night, and you could still come in here and hope the Viagra wears off before push-ups happen.
Because then you won't get down to the ground.
Maury just thinking about doing a push-up.
He's sweating.
He's already sweating. Look at the stomach's
I know.
Glistening.
So are we doing this or not?
It's either from thinking
guys,
about this
before
or
you guys do
McMuffin.
It.
Yeah.
Before you guys do it, I have to head back to work as much as I would love to hear
okay,
this.
Yeah, man, cool. Yeah, we got to let you go.
All
yeah,
right.
Thanks,
later,
dude. All right. Thanks.
All right, later.
Thanks, man.
Right. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
No,
listening with sweat right now, Maury.
So, but I also remember, if you remember, Maury had like a trainer that he was working with. And like, it was
Yo,
a
Yo, whatever
whole...
happened to that guy?
I have no idea.
Oh, I remember what happened to him.
Oh.
Was that you never paid him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, no, but that's what happened between us. I don't know what happened to him.
Oh.
Okay, back to the phones. Joanna, welcome to episode 500 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. This is like a dream.
Oh,
I'm so delighted to talk to you guys.
Well, we
cannot
are...
wait to turn it into a nightmare.
We're excited to have you join us on this very special podcast episode. What is your question?
My question is, do you use certain sides of your bath towel to dry certain places?
So do you use...
certain sides of your bath towel to dry certain places.
Okay.
So for me,
yeah.
I do one side for face and shoulders,
uh-huh.
and then I flip the towel over to do the rest of my body. And I keep track of that with the tag of the towel.
Oh
I'm very,
God.
Very anal about that because I don't want my face part to be dried by the same side that's dried by my butt.
Oh my God.
Interesting, because I dry my face first, right?
So do I.
I do my hair first.
So I do, yeah, I do. I go once over my hair, and then I just do my face, and then I do my front butt, and then I do my back butt.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I go back up and I do my shoulders.
Oh, yo, what about your legs?
I do that very, very last.
Yeah, is there anything you don't dry?
Yeah, my back. I don't dry my back.
You don't do the thing where you shimmy?
No, I do that. I do that with the back of my leg. Sometimes I do. But I really pay attention to, I like really dry my butt, like make sure it's really dry.
Yeah, I don't dry my butt.
You don't?
Oh, I do. I
get right in there.
But you know what? I don't have a side that I do. So, like, I just grab the towel and it goes face, hair, chest, arms, underarms, private areas, mm-hmm. and then legs, butt, and then back.
Yeah,
I do it like from the top to the bottom as well, but this all started when I moved in with my boyfriend, who is now my husband, and he said, do you ever fart in your bath towel? And I never thought about it. So
have you ever farted in your bath towel?
Into it?
Yeah, but when it's wrapped around you, yeah.
No, yeah, I've never
balled it up and farted in it.
No,
before.
I've never done that.
I got out of the shower last week and I went upstairs. I got dressed. I went upstairs, everything else. And then Catherine went down to take a shower, probably like, I don't even know, like at least 15 minutes after me.
Yeah.
And then she had her shower and she came up and she was like, did you pee in the shower? And I was like, no. And she goes, it really smelled like pee in there. And I was like, no, man, I didn't pee in the shower. And she's like, oh, super weird. I totally peed in the shower.
Oh my God.
Right? You lie? You
freaking
liar. Of course
liar.
I did. I was in the moment, right? I was in the moment. I
Dude.
Lied. I know.
Why would you lie to
turning
Catherine?
Turning into Maury?
I know. I lied. I didn't want to admit. I felt shame. I really did. I felt See, shame.
I knew that we would bond over something at some point.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
I felt shame because in the moment I was like, did I? Like, I was like, did I pee in the shower?
Probably.
And then I had said no initially because I was like, did I? I was confused. And then as I was still, like, as I was telling the lie, I realized that I did actually pee in the shower. And then it was too far gone
but
at that point.
Oh, you couldn't like admit?
No.
Be like, even like an hour later, be like, you know what? Now that I think about it, yeah, I did pee in the shower.
No, because why? Right.
I don't know, because honesty?
No. Nah, but why though? It's done.
Bro,
it's done, right?
Joe,
it's done.
Listen,
it's done.
You're a married woman. I'm a married man. Ra's about to be a married man. You can't start a marriage on lies.
Yes,
man.
You can. Yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can.
Maury's a married man with lies on line.
But yeah, and now that I think about it, it was a real good, like, long pee too, right? Like a real, real long pee. And then she smelled it and I felt bad and I don't know.
Oh, buddy.
You know, gross. But when it comes to towels, do you ever use the same towel as Jenna?
No, only, like, she's got her towels.
Yeah.
I got my towels.
I've used the same
towel as the dog once.
Oh, God,
oh, really?
Disgusting.
Because my towel was in the living room, mm-hmm. and I was too wet to go walking through the living room.
Yeah.
So I just used Andy's towel.
See, we just have, like, I'll just, like, if I get out of the shower, I'll hang my towel back on the rack on the shower door, right?
I'm not allowed to.
And then, like, if Catherine goes down to take a shower the next day, then that towel's dry. She'll just use that one.
Sure.
Same thing with me.
But she doesn't bring her, like, there's just one towel in there?
No, we have, like, a stack of towels, right?
So and why then, didn't she just use, pick from the stack?
Well, because there's always one that like, hangs on the outside of the shower. So when you open the door, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay,
otherwise,
you
got to sort of reach around and everything else. But, yeah, I guarantee I've dried my face within less than 24 hours of the same towel that Catherine dried her butt.
Right.
And she has done the same.
Mm-hmm. Right? Look at y'all. You're still fine.
She has done the same.
No pink eye, nothing.
No. And then I get accused of leaving pubes everywhere, too.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But it's not, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes a pube falls out, I guess, right?
Oh, like, you're saying, like, everywhere. Like,
no. Like,
as if you're making it right.
No, I'm not. No, because, like, for me, right? Like, at least, you know what women do in the shower?
I love the present for you, honey.
Women take their hands and they run it through their hair. And then everything, all the stray hairs that come out in their hands, they ball it up and they stick it on the shower wall.
Yeah.
I bet you do that, right, Joe?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah. They stick it on the shower wall. So excuse me if I lose a pube.
Thank you so much for the question, and thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
you so much. Are you going to ask me the question?
I was just going to say, between Roz and Mocha, now that we have you, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Pants down, Roz.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Even with all them pubes, he's like making it rain in the shower, huh?
Stop talking about my pubes.
In the bathroom. Gross. All right, thanks, girl. Take care.
Next
Thank you for
John.
The call. Bye.
Bye, love. Take care. Bye-bye. See you later. Good, John, welcome to episode 500 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Very nice to have you here with us today. What is your question?
So my question is, if you can have a Mount Rushmore of snack foods, mm-hmm. it could be like chips, pastries, candies, whatever it is that you count as a snack food, what would you put on it?
Okay, pause for 1 second. I need clarification on this. Okay. Like, you can't just say chips. You have to say like salt vinegar chips, and you can't just say chocolate bars. You have to say like Mirage or Aero or Caramel bar. Like, you can't just, you know, be
You can't
general.
Be general?
No, okay. You cannot be general. You have to be specific.
Oh, this is good. Okay. John, you go ahead. You go first.
For me, I think I would put on Twix.
Yeah.
I would put on Flaming Cheetos.
Okay.
All right.
I love Flaming Cheetos. Yeah. I would put on Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think in the end, I would just put Tostitos and salsa. I love their Tostitos and salsa, that combination.
Okay,
so,
hold on.
Yeah, that would
on.
Be what
I
put.
Is Tostitos and salsa two spots?
No, because you can't really have one without the other. You need them both. That's a combo. I think they pair up. Oh no! But they're two. They're individual things.
They are individual things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paying,
so then
you
know
paying
what?
Two I'll prices. Just,
yes.
Yeah. So you have
you
to
don't buy pick, them together.
No.
It's not a kit.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'll just pick the Tostitos with the hint of lime on it.
Oh, okay. good Those one. Good, good one. Good one. Good one. Good one. Okay. Hold on here. I'm, okay. I got. I need a second for this. Okay.
Same. I'm writing yeah, mine
me,
down.
Yeah.
You want me to go?
Okay. Yeah. Go.
Yeah. Go ahead, Maury.
Okay. So sour cream and onion chips.
Sour cream and onion, old school.
Yeah, Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Like Orville Redenbacher microwave
sure,
popcorn.
Sure, yeah, done, yeah.
Cubes of cheese and mint chip ice cream.
Okay. Wow. Cubes of cheese. Is that a snack?
Absolutely, it's a snack. Once you cut
but
a cheese
no,
into
it's,
a cubes.
No. It's only a snack because of the way it's presented, but that's just like saying cheese. I wouldn't say cheese is a snack.
No, but that's why I was specific in saying cubes of cheese.
No,
but that's
pick something else.
But why can't you say, then why can't I put chicken kebab on there?
Or chicken wings.
Or chicken wings. That's a snack.
I'm not arguing
no,
with
no,
you.
No, you can't do. I'm taking cheese cube cheese off your list.
Yeah.
You can't.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I do the act of snacking on cubes of cheese.
I know, but I snack on bacon.
Mm.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like if I have a bag of croutons, you know, that I've made, I may go and unzip the Ziploc full of croutons and snack on it. That doesn't mean croutons are a snack.
True. So I can't put hot dog.
No, not a snack.
So I need one more. Then I'm going to do Pringles.
Pringles?
No, but that's chips, though.
That's fine.
Oh,
you
I
can
guess.
Say, yeah. It's
like the original
yep.
Pringles.
Yep. Mm. Okay. Hold on here.
Damn, John. You got a stump today, bro.
Hold on.
I have a list, okay?
Yeah.
But I have four on my list
How
right
many
now.
Do we need? Five?
We need five.
Yeah. We need five.
It's five, right?
Yes.
Well, originally it was four, but you could put five on.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. No, I guess. Yeah. Mount Rushmore is only four.
Is it four? Is
okay.
Rushmore
so I got
four.
I got four. Okay. So I'm going Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going caramel bar for my chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm going Swedish berries. And then I'm going Sour Patch Kids.
Really?
Those are my four. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me those. Give me those.
Okay. So here's mine. I had to put a sweet on there, even though you know me, I'm not a sweet guy, but
sure.
I feel that you need to have a sweet on there.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going Lay's salt and vinegar.
Okay.
I'm saying pistachios.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Duke's meat sticks, the spicy ones, right?
Yeah.
Like beef jerky kind of thing, but only they're like pepperoni sticks,
okay.
The small ones. And I'm going for my sweet, not really a sweet, but I'm going for my sweet. I'm saying Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, not just for Christmas, y'all.
No.
Oh, good
no.
one.
Right? So I got Lay's
wow.
salt and vinegar, pistachios, meat sticks, and Ferrero Rocher.
I can't believe you didn't put ice cream.
Don't like ice cream.
Nah, but you like mint chip.
That's like a once in a while. That's like a go-to.
Yeah, but that's like asking if you had to eat ice. Yeah, sure, mint chip if I had to, but I would never buy it.
Oh, it's always
never,
in my freezer.
No, I would never buy it. Every now and then, Catherine comes home with like a little thing for me, but you know, and then I, you know, get a little thing for her. You know what I'm saying?
How can you put meat sticks, but I can't put cubes of cheese?
Because that's like, why can't I then say a giant brick of cheese? It's not a snack. These are snacks. Like beef jerky is a snack. Mm-hmm. It is designed as a snack.
But once you cut the cheese block into the cubes, no. It's then designed as a snack.
No, it's not. That's like saying once I cut the steak into cubes, it's designed as a snack.
But no one's ever snacked on cubes of steak.
Yes, they have, with little toothpicks in them. Absolutely. Wrapped
in bacon.
As
they do with cheese cubes.
But that's not a snack. I would say that's an hors d'oeuvre.
And would you not say an hors d'oeuvre is French for snack?
No.
I don't know what
hors d'oeuvre is French for.
French for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I don't.
Okay, well then, aha, there you go, jackass.
God. Yo, John, great question, bro. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Interesting.
Thank you for having me.
We asked Joanna this right before we talked to you, but between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I got to go with Roz.
Whoa, I'm 2 for 2, baby.
Look at that.
I like that.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, guys.
Later, while we hang up on John, let me ask you guys this question. Mm. Is there something that others eat with a utensil that you prefer to eat with your hands?
Oh, chicken wings. I've seen people use...
But it's not the norm. Hands and chicken wings is the norm.
Yeah.
Right? That's the norm. But is there something that somebody usually eats with a utensil that you prefer?
Oh, usually?
Yes.
Oh, so I can't say like a wood fire pizza, right?
No, sometimes no. Most people eat it with their hands.
Yeah.
Most people eat it
Some
with their hands.
Some people use a knife and fork.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to think. Because there's a lot of things that people eat with their hands that I use. You know, oh my God, don't judge me on this, okay? I had to do this because I was in a rush, and I had to do it because it was too hot and I needed to get it in me. And I needed to get it in me quickly because I had to run out the door.
That's what she said.
Shut up. Shut up, man. Yeah. You guys are awful. Okay. Don't judge. Promise me you're not going to judge me.
We can't promise that until you say it.
I don't care if you judge me more. It means nothing to me. I'm looking at Moco.
Okay? I can't promise that.
Oh, damn it. So I had a Jamaican patty.
No, buddy.
Okay. I had a Jamaican patty and it was so hot that I had to eat it with a fork and knife.
Wait, don't most people use? No.
No, sir. Why didn't you, with your hands, rip it in half?
I know.
And then let it cool
that
way.
It was too hot to hold. I had to use a fork and knife.
I use my hands for pierogies.
What?
Like all sauced up pierogies? Like
I dip it in the sauce on the side, but I always eat my pierogies
with my hands. So you don't douse it in the sauce?
No, I like to dunk my pierogi in the sauce, but I always eat it with my hands.
Yeah, I'm done. Because it's like a dumpling, basically, right?
Exactly. Wait, but everyone uses their fork. I can't do that.
Going back to this beef patty situation, did you know prior to heading out the door, like, did you already know that you were going to have this beef patty? Or was it a last minute?
It was. Well, no, I knew I needed to eat something before I left. And
okay, so
I
this
had
is
one.
Your fault. This
yeah,
is poor
it is,
planning.
It's 100% my fault. I felt dirty doing
Did
it.
Did anyone see you doing it?
No. But it felt like eating a hot dog with a fork and knife.
Yeah.
You know,
or like how R.I.P. the Queen, but how the Queen eats a banana.
Right.
With a fork and knife.
With a fork and knife. Speaking of which, I want hot dogs. I haven't had hot dogs in a while now.
I've been
eating a lot of steak lately.
Uh-huh.
And I got to get back on hot dogs.
My dog eats hot dogs right now. I'm very jealous of that.
You're jealous of your dog?
Because he's he's eating hot dogs this week.
Yeah.
And I would do...
Like with a bun?
This week?
Yeah, because we're hiding pills in it.
Oh.
So he's eating cut up, and they're his hot dogs.
Right.
And what kind of hot dogs?
They're like all beef hot dogs. But Matthew's like, they're for the dog. You can't have his hot dogs. And I'm like, I just want one hot dog.
Bro, if we had something for the cat, and Catherine was like, you can't eat that, that's for the cat.
Yeah. So long, cat.
Marriage is off.
So wedding is off. I'm living solo. Buy me a condo.
with my hot dogs.
Fridge full of hot dogs. Hey, this has been great. 500 episodes of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. All thanks to you. We can't show our gratitude and our appreciation to you listening right now. And for how long you've listened, you are the reason that we've made it to 500 episodes. this episode is specifically for you.
Is
Thank
it done?
You.
Is the episode done now?
That's it. We're
oh,
done.
Hell, okay.
Find us on Instagram every week. We post a picture that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. Feel free to load up the comment section there with all of your questions, and we'll get you to join us on future episodes as well. Thank you very much. Once again, this has been episode 500 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Yes.
Mocha said thank you, but Roz never said thank you to everybody.
Mocha, listen, I'm not that kind of guy.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.